Welcome to Managing Myeloma. I'm Dr. Saad Usmani, and I'm live at the 61st ASH Conference in Orlando, Florida. Today, I will be reviewing the results of the study titled Randomized Open-Label Non-Inferiority Phase 3 Study of Subcutaneous versus Intravenous Daratumumab Administration in Patients with Relapsed or Refractory Multiple Myeloma, the Columba Updates. Why is this study important? Daratumumab was originally approved as an IV formulation back in 2015, and many of us in the clinic struggled initially with the IV formulation because of the duration it takes to administer that therapy. We were all impressed with the efficacy, but this was a clinical issue that's probably more practical for the community physicians. With that in mind, a subcutaneous formulation was prepared and tested in a phase 1 study where recombinant hyaluronidase enzyme was combined with daratumumab and it was given as a subcutaneous injection. That original phase 1 was first reported back in 2016 at ASH, and since then that subcutaneous formulation has now become a pre-mixed, more concentrated formulation that only requires 15 mLs that can be given over 5 minutes as a subcutaneous formulation. So now the objective of this particular study was to see if the IV and the subQ formulations are comparable. In the phase 1 study, the overall response rate in the relapse refractory patient population was almost 50%. So let's review the salient features of the Columba trial. This trial randomized 522 patients to receive either the subQ or the IV formulation in a 1:1 randomization. The median age of patients enrolled was 67, and median baseline body weight was 73 kilos. Patients had received 4 prior lines of treatment, and all the patients were previously treated with both a PI and IMiD. 82% of the patients were refractory to the last line of treatment, and 49% were refractory to both PIs and IMiDs. 26.3% and 17.3% of the patients had high-risk cytogenetics at baseline in the subQ and the IV data arms, respectively. So after a median follow-up of 13.8 months, the median duration of treatment was about 5.5 months, and it was similar between the subQ and the data IV formulations. A significantly lower rate of IRR was observed with data subQ versus data IV, roughly 12% versus roughly 30-odd percent. And at the time of data cutoff, 118 patients continued to stay on treatment. If you look at the overall response rate compared with the IV and the subQ, for the IV formulation, with the updated data, it's 39.4%, whereas with the subQ data, the data set, it's 43.7%. And the depth of response continues to improve over time. Bottom line, overall response rates were comparable across all subgroups, including body weight. So what do these data mean? The clinical practice implication is that the subQ versus IV subQ formulation is equivalent to IV formulation, and hopefully an FDA approval will be forthcoming. And from a clinical standpoint, I think out in the community, subcutaneous daratumumab will provide a better administration strategy for patients. It's convenient, and eventually it will be utilized in combination with other platform drugs in earlier relapse and even in the frontline setting. Thank you for your attention.